Shall I keep your hogs and eat husks with them? What prodigal portion have I spent that I should come to such penury? Oliver. Know you where you are, sir? Orlando. Oh, sir, very well. Here in your orchard. Oliver. Know you before whom, sir? Orlando. Aye, better than him I am before knows me. I know you are my eldest brother, and in the gentle condition of blood you should so know me. The courtesy of nations allows you my better, in that you are the firstborn. But the same tradition takes not away my blood, were there 20 brothers betwixt us. I have as much of my father in me as you, albeit I confess your coming before me is nearer to his reverence. Oliver. What, boy? Strikes him. Orlando. Come, come, elder brother, you are too young in this. Seizes him. Oliver. Wilt thou lay hands on me, villain? Orlando. I am no villain. I am the youngest son of Sir Roland de Boys. He was my father, and he is thrice a villain that says such a father begot villains. Wert thou not my brother, I would not take this hand from thy throat till this other hand had pulled out thy tongue for saying so. Thou hast railed on thyself. Adam. Sweet masters, be patient. For your father's remembrance, be at accord. Oliver. Let me go, I say. Orlando. I will not till I please. You shall hear me. My father charged you in his will to give me good education. You have trained me like a peasant, obscuring and hiding from me all gentlemanlike qualities. The spirit of my father grows strong in me, and I will no longer endure it. Therefore, allow me such exercises as may become a gentleman, or give me the poor allottery my father left me by testament. With that I will go buy my fortunes. Releases him. Oliver. And what wilt thou do? Beg when that is spent? Well, sir, get you in. I will not long be troubled with you. You shall have some part of your will. I pray you leave me. Orlando. I will no further offend you than becomes me for my good. Oliver. Get you with him, you old dog. Adam. Is old dog my reward? Most true, I have lost my teeth in your service. God be with my old master. He would not have spoke such a word. Exeunt Orlando, Adam. Oliver. Is it even so? Begin you to grow upon me? I will physic your rankness, and yet give no 1,000 crowns neither. Hola, Dennis! Enter Dennis. Dennis. Calls your worship? Oliver. Was not Charles the Duke's wrestler here to speak with me? Dennis. So please you, he is here at the door, and importunes access to you. Oliver. Call him in. Exit Dennis. "'Twill be a good way, and tomorrow the wrestling is. "'Enter Charles. "'Charles.
"'Good morrow to your worship.'
"'Oliver. "'Good, Monsieur Charles. "'What's the new news at the new court?' "'Charles.
"'There's no news at the court, sir, but the old news. "'That is, the old duke is banished by his younger brother, the new duke.' And 3 or 4 loving lords have put themselves into voluntary exile with him, whose lands and revenues enrich the new duke. Therefore he gives them good leave to wander.
Oliver. Can you tell if Rosalind, the duke's daughter, be banished with her father?
Charles. Oh, no. For the duke's daughter, her cousin, so loves her, being ever from their cradles bred together, that she would have followed her exile, or have died to stay behind her. She is at the court, and no less beloved of her uncle than his own daughter, and never 2 ladies loved as they do.
Oliver. Where will the old duke live?
Charles. They say he is already in the forest of Arden, and a many merry men with him. And there they live like the old Robin Hood of England. They say many young gentlemen flock to him every day, and fleet the time carelessly, as they did in the golden world.
Oliver. What, you wrestle tomorrow before the new duke?
Charles. Marry, I do, sir, and I came to acquaint you with a matter.